Gotta get those nuts. Gotta get those nuts. A squirrel's gotta get those nuts. Especially a red squirrel like me. We need all the nuts we can get. Ah, there's a nice acorn. That'll make a fine addition to my collection. Now, if only I could remember where I buried my stash. Oh, great. Here comes Gray Squirrel, just what I need.
All right, Red, out looking for nuts, are we?
Hi, Gray. I suppose you're gonna claim that acorn is yours?
I did see it first, didn't I?
I don't know. Did you?
Yeah, I reckon I did.
Could you not just find your own nuts for once? You already stole my whole stash.
No, I didn't. You just forgot where you stashed your stash again.
How dare you? We red squirrels may have a habit of forgetting where we hide things, but that's not what happened this time.
I bet it is.
No, it isn't.
All right, then. If you can remember where your stash is, show me.
I can't, because you'd only steal it if I show you where it is.
But you said I already stole it.
Yeah, just leave my nuts alone.
Enough of this. Just give me that nut and this will all be over.
It's mine, Gray.
See about that, Red?
That's it. I'm calling for help.
Oh, yeah? And who are you going to call?
You'll see.
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands, to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers will know what to do. We'll have to try not to argue until they get here, which might be a while.
I'm much better at not arguing than you are.
No, you're not. I am the master of not arguing.
Did someone call for Ranger Ray? I'm here with Beaver and Fox.
And Roxy.
To save the day. So, what's the problem, squirrels?
Gray Squirrel stole my stash of nuts, and now they're trying to steal this acorn I found too.
I didn't steal your stash, and that's my acorn because I saw it first.
Oh, Red Squirrels and Gray Squirrels really don't get along, do they, Fox?
Huh? Pardon, Roxy. Sorry, I'm a bit distracted. Isn't this place beautiful?
It sure is. Tollymoor Forest Park is one of Northern Ireland's biggest parks, and definitely one of its most beautiful. They say it was the inspiration for Narnia.
What's Narnia?
It's a magical land some children found in the back of a wardrobe.
The back of a wardrobe? That doesn't sound very magical to me.
This forest is nice, but let me tell you all the ways a beaver's touch could improve things. You see, whenever beavers are reintroduced, ecological improvements follow. Now, see, I'd fell this tree here, and that one there, that would create a nice water feature.
Hey, Tollymoor Forest Park doesn't need any improving.
That's right. It's perfect and beautiful as it is.
Sounds to me like you both just agreed on something, so there's some hope yet.
You know what, Gray? Maybe she's right.
No, she isn't.
All right, fine.
So what's this about a stash of nuts, Red?
Gray Squirrel stole my stash.
I did not.
And now they're trying to steal my acorn.
Okay, that last one might be true, but I didn't steal the stash, honest. How could I steal it if I don't even know where it is?
Why don't we just check the stash and see what's there?
Well, I guess we could do that. It's just, well, I sort of maybe...
Red's forgotten where they stashed their stash, as usual.
Red Squirrels forgetting where they stash stuff is a harmful myth.
So where is it then?
Well, in this particular case, the harmful myth is true. Anyway, it's a positive thing that we forget where we stash our nuts. It's good for nature, helps spread the seeds around, which helps forest regeneration.
Ranger Ray, I have an idea.
Let's hear it, Beaver.
What these squirrels could really use is a pond. So I say we gnaw down this tree here and this one here, creating a water blockage, or dam, if you will, which will attract all sorts of wildlife, like frogs and dragonflies.
Pardon my interruption, but what has this got to do with red and grey squirrels arguing?
Oh, right. I forgot what problem we were trying to solve.
What if I used my super fox tracking skills to find this stash of nuts? Would that help?
Yes, I suppose it would.
I'll do anything to clear my name. Very good, Fox. Lead the way. How's the tracking going, Fox?
It's going okay. This way. I think if we just... No, wait. That way. Ah, yeah, now we're back on track. I'm sniffing for red squirrel scent, rather than the nuts, seeing as we're not even sure if the nuts are there. This way!
Ranger Ray, how come red squirrels and grey squirrels don't get along?
Because red squirrels are silly.
We are not silly. You're silly.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're the silliest Billy in the whole forest.
Well, you're the silliest Billy in the whole universe. Calm down, everybody. The history of red squirrels and grey squirrels is a long and difficult one. Roxy, did you bring along your banjo?
I did.
How about some storytime music?
Sure thing.
Once upon a time, red squirrels were found all over the UK.
We call it the before time.
Red squirrels are native to the UK and have been here for over 10,000 years. So they evolved to thrive in the habitat of the UK's forests.
Speaking of thriving, wouldn't this forest look amazing with a new beaver-designed waterfall?
Not now, beaver!
But in the 19th century, the grey squirrel arrived here from America. Yo. Grey squirrels are bigger and stronger squirrels, and they soon dominated the habitats of the red squirrels.
Some would call this bullying.
Nonsense. It's survival of the fittest. And so the red squirrels were pushed out. Their numbers dwindled, and they weren't helped by the fact that the grey squirrels carried the squirrel pox virus. Oh, not this again. It's just the sniffles.
Not for us, it's not.
This virus doesn't really affect the grey squirrel, but it can be lethal to the red.
It's not like we do it on purpose.
I bet you do.
All right, someone better hold me back, because I'm gonna let Red have it. Come here, you!
Aye. What's all this shouting? We'll have no trouble here.
Look. It's a pine marten.
Martin who?
A pine what?
This is so exciting. I've never seen one up close before.
Well, yes. We pine martens are notoriously difficult to spot.
You look like a cross between a squirrel and a weasel.
Ah, but we are neither squirrel nor weasel. We are the mighty pine marten, and we've been native to the UK for as long as the red squirrel.
So how come I've never seen you before?
Could I have some banjo music, please?
Sure thing.
Once upon a time, thousands of years ago, the pine marten was one of the most common predators in the UK. We were everywhere, even if people didn't spot us all that often. But then, humans did as humans often do, and hunted us until all our number sank so low, we became but a whisper. Do you remember the pine marten? They'd say, whatever happened to them?
I'll have to hold my paws up and admit, we foxes did hunt our fair share of pine martens.
But you were one of our natural predators, just like we were one of the red squirrel's natural predators. That's nature in action.
See, survival of the fittest.
Silence! I believe we're getting closer to the stash. This way, into the older part of the forest.
Is it true there are lots more pine martens about now?
Yes, pine martens are making a real comeback. And that's not all. We've been tasked with ending the rivalry between red squirrels and grey squirrels.
What rubbish.
How are you going to do that? By building a beautiful water feature in the forest?
Of course not. It turns out that our long history together means the red squirrels are quite good at dodging pine marten attacks, but the grey squirrels, not so much.
That's because we never got to practice.
Precisely. So when pine martens are introduced to a habitat, grey squirrels are much easier to hunt because they don't have as much practice at hiding from us.
So if you reintroduce pine martens into a forest, it helps even out the numbers of grey squirrels?
Now you're getting it. But it can't all be left to the pine martens. It takes a combination of efforts, like monitoring squirrel populations, habitat restoration...
Silence! The stash should be right here.
Yes, I do sort of maybe recognise this place.
You've no idea, have you?
Yes, I do. It was right here. Or maybe right over there.
Ranger Ray, what was that?
I'm not sure, Roxy, but I've heard it a few times now.
I know what it is. We're here in the Wood Wide Web in action.
Of course, the Wood Wide Web.
Don't you mean the World Wide Web?
Nope. It turns out nature beat us to inventing the internet by about 500 million years.
But how?
Lots of trees and plants in a forest are connected by underground networks of roots and fungus.
So you're saying that all these old trees are connected to each other?
Yeah. The Wood Wide Web even means trees can send warning signs to each other if they're under attack by insects.
Are they communicating now?
They're probably putting a warning out because they heard there's a beaver in the area.
Who, me? Oh, don't worry, trees. I won't be gnawing through any of you. This place looks fine as it is. No water features necessary.
Some of the forests in the UK are so old that trees have had thousands of years to form these underground connections. The oldest tree in the UK is about 3,000 years old.
3,000?
Yep. A Fortingale yew tree in Scotland.
Amazing!
It really puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
What's that, Grey?
Oh, you know, all these trees living alongside each other peacefully for thousands of years, forging connections in order to keep each other safe. You don't see them fighting over acorns. It really makes you think.
I guess it does.
You know what, Red? You have the acorn.
What? Really?
Yeah, I can always find another one.
Wow! Thanks, Grey. To be honest, I don't think I'm going to find that stash anyway. I've no idea where I left it.
I know.
Typical Red Squirrel, eh?
That's very big of both of you, Red and Grey.
Yeah, you should be very proud.
We've done enough arguing, haven't we? Nobody wants to hear more of that. Anyway, Pine Martin will be here to keep us in check.
All right, I will.
It sounds like the trees agree too.
So, in the end, I was trying to track something that wasn't even there. What a waste of my talents.
And I didn't even get to build a water feature.
At least we solved Red and Grey's argument. That's nothing to be sniffed at.
Neither was Red's stash.
Sometimes the best way to learn about these things is to observe animals in their natural habitats.
Ow!
Or we could go and help an animal in its natural habitat. Come on, wildlifers!
Everybody ready? Wildlifers, away!
It's Ranger Ray and the Wild.